This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, right here, broadcasting from our Tampa, Florida flagship station and our Moss Family Automotive Studios to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And we thank GCN for all of that. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, helping to keep this country rolling along, that would be, of course, our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It would also be our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix, James, and John. And we appreciate all you guys out there doing the work you're doing. It would also include our Amazon warehouse folks, as well as the trucking company they have associated with them, and that's Prime Transport, the blue trailers, and you see them everywhere out there going around the countryside. And then, of course, we also want to say a special shout-out, and we saved that for last because they are not necessarily last, but they are the best, and we need them the most, and that is the suicide jockeys hauling the diesel, hauling the gas, hauling the oil, and haul of the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can also follow us on Twitter by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook, and you can follow us along there and have a good old time, get in the chat room and send us messages and all that stuff. So there you go. Now, don't forget that we can also be heard on great places, great sites like MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. We're on Twitter, Captain's America is where you find us over there. And, of course, our website is none other than the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now out there, California way out there, where it's hotter than a well, diggers, well, never mind. Hot, though. Hot, hot, hot. We've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
Great. Thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
You betcha. Oh, you betcha. Okay, guys. All right. They wanted to get back in the air conditioner. It's rather warm for them, where some of them are. And by the way, we're going to be in the 90s again down here today, so I shouldn't say much, right?
Right.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope that you get it too. our country, God knows, needs a lot of divine intervention right now with everything that's taking place, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Now, Representative Michael McCaul, you know who he is, right, from Texas?
Right.
He said the problem with the lack of law enforcement on the U.S. southern border, especially given the expiration of the pandemic-era Title 42 policy, he says, is there no way to tell who is coming into the country and where they might be coming from, including those who might be here as U.S. terrorists on the U.S. terrorist watch list? Well, I'd like to know that, too.
That seems like a reasonable question. It certainly seems like something most Americans would want to know or want to ask. If you have a porous border where you don't know who's come across the border, try this. Unlock your front door in the middle of the night and just go to sleep and then see if anybody ever comes in. I mean, you know, this, nobody thinks like this, Catherine. nobody says, oh, I just won't, I'll just, you know, leave my doors open all the time. It's no big deal. It just doesn't work like that. But for some reason, it works like that for the door to our country.
Well, we know we're seeing a lot of people coming in from outside the hemisphere. By outside the hemisphere, I mean from Southeast Asia. Now, when I say that, some could be Chinese, some could be Vietnamese, some could be Korean. We just don't know.
Well, exactly right. I mean, that, you know, it's the best thing in the world, right? If you're a terrorist organization, you don't have to try to fly in an airplane and have your passport checked or stuff like that. You can just sort of walk across the border. I mean, none of this is going to end well, and we all know it.
No.
And 9/11 taught us these lessons. I can't imagine, even some 20 years on, we've lost the ball on this.
Apparently. Yes.
Yes. Well, and that's not good at all. And of course, because I think you have some powers that be, Democrat Party elite. I think that they really believe that they can cause such a destabilization, such that they can make something out of that. But it's only for their own political power. That's the horrible thing about it.
All right. Well, in the words of the famous Buffalo Bob, remember him with Howdy Doody?
Oh, yes.
Cowabunga, dude. We're coming right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right, God bless America, Jeff. Thank you very much. We'll help you out with that one. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. And it's brought to you this segment by MyPillow. That would be Mike Lindell and company, MyPillow. Let me tell you a little secret about MyPillow. This guy, Mike Lindell, went out, bought a bunch of stuff, brought it in to sell it, and he's now selling it. Buy one, get one. A lot of 50% off stuff, 60, 70, 80, 90, because he's discontinuing some of his items to add some of these newer items. Now, I get it. I understand. Now, is he political? Maybe a little bit. He supports Donald Trump. But you don't see him doing that in business, per se, unless you go to the political page that he's got, and then you'll see all of that. But on MyPillow.com, it's all about what he's got and how much money you can save. So at MyPillow.com, you go over there, and I'll tell you right now, everything you're going to see right off the bat is buy one, get one. And you're going to save a lot of money. He's got the pillows. He's got the sheets. He's got the blankets. He's got the, what the heck's the other thing, the mattress covers and all of that. And you can't help but love saving a bunch of money on something that's a really good product. So I want you to go over there. The promo code will always be Captain. It will always be Captain. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Take advantage of whatever he's got to sell. And then, if you go into the high-end pages, you'll find out the promo code is still good. So it's MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Telephone number, if you want to call, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain. And we're back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Mr. Kyle, what's your next purchase going to be? Put you on the spot.
Well, I think they've got those new sheets, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're different than the Giza sheets.
And they're getting rid of the Pascal sheets, which are $35 for the whole set and $25 now. Back down on the Pascal on the the Giza sheets, you save about $100.
That's right. Well, of course, they also have that MyPillow 2.0. You know, everybody in my family sleeps on a MyPillow, so we got to check out the 2.0.
Yes, you do. All right, back to the drawing board. The conservative talk show host, Dan Bongino, we all know him, right?
Right.
Who used to be on Fox, right?
Right.
Says that former President Donald Trump's performance during a CNN town hall was so good Wednesday night that he effectively wrapped up the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. I wouldn't dispute that, would you?
Well, you know, you certainly can't envision now another GOP candidate trying to repeat a CNN town hall performance of this kind of success or magnitude. This is one of the perks of being Donald Trump. It's very hard to go and do the things that Donald Trump does. And of course, CNN Captain tried to portray it in a much different light. You know, he came on, he perpetrated more lies, he did this and et cetera, et cetera. So they're trying to damage control it. But there is sort of a cachet now, a momentum that he has moving forward. But that being said, of course, we still have a lot of primary to go. These other candidates aren't going to drop out anytime soon.
And there would be some added.
That's right. Yeah. And so, but we don't know what tomorrow brings yet. So, we'll just have to see. But this in and of itself was a way of really showing that he can go into the belly of the beast, as it were, and come out victorious. I mean, this was, I'm sure they wanted it to go a very, very different way.
You know, you just said something and my mind went totally back to a song. You said, if tomorrow never comes. That's a song, a very popular song. But anyway, I gotta stop doing that. You're reminding me of singing here. Well, anyway. Oh gosh.
Well,
what?
Well, but he does have a this is a jump start. And of course, he's also going to have to deal, Captain. I mean, in the reality of politics, he's still going to have to deal with this decision by the jury about being liable for sexual abuse or sexual attack. He's going to have to deal with that because he's going to have to be able to convince, especially suburban women, even Republican suburban women, that he is going to be, should be their choice for president. So, but there's time involved here. And if it was anybody other than Donald Trump, I would say that's a write-off at this point. But like I said, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So we'll see.
Well, after losing his civil case the other day, to that writer, after he won the rape case, namely he didn't do it, he was innocent, and she lied, got caught in a lie, which should nullify her civilian case, which does not take as much, I might add, to prove, which is how come it's still there in the books. But Donald Trump did announce that he will be appealing the civil sex abuse trial where she got a $5 million award.
That's right. Yeah, he's going to appeal it. There's no doubt about that. And I think if no other reason that he doesn't have to pay anything while it's under appeal.
Right.
So we'll see. It's going to be, there's going to be a core, obviously, just like with Joe Biden, there's going to be a core of people that no matter what information you bring out, no matter what is said, no matter what could be proved or whatever, they're never going to leave Joe Biden. It's just that simple.
of course, Donald Trump has a similar core. But the real question is, how do you then translate out to the voting public? And I would say this. I think that with Joe Biden running for president, I think a lot of people that might have thought, well, we've got to make a change from Trump, you know, with the, you know, with the proverbial, we need the adults in the room. They see what happened now when these so-called adults were now in the room, and they may be ready to switch back.
Well, it was 219 to 213 on the vote yesterday that the House passed on tightening border security. Now, is anything going to happen at the border to change that, or what's going to happen? Because right now it looks as if Biden's going to veto it.
Well, of course, yeah, nothing will change overnight, certainly. But this continues to be the major, a major campaign issue, because, again, there will be more visual evidence of what happens when you have an ongoing, you know, influx of attrition of just people coming across the border. Where do they go? I mean, yes, we see some of these things. Governor Abbott, I think, sent a bus full of migrants to the vice president's residence. And again, this points up these different issues. But the sheer number of people coming across is going to do something, and the American people are going to see it, and it's going to be very hard for the news media to say, don't believe your lying eyes.
Well, Mr. Professor, we're getting ready to take a break here, but the other thing is, as we get ready to take that break, I want to mention that there's a poll that most people now are calling Joe Biden and the family case a very serious scandal.
Yes, what you're looking for in polls like this, as you continue to see them change, is the notion of critical mass. Like I said, there's a core out there who, no matter what Joe Biden says or does, or Hunter Biden says or does, will never leave Joe Biden. And they'll just say this is some kind of trumped up, no pun intended, thing. But if you start getting out of that core and it becomes a more of a critical mass across the country, that's when it's unavoidable anymore. And Captain, I would submit that you have the Democrat Party saying the more and more Joe Biden's faltering, the better off we are to try to get him to step aside, because believe me, they want him to step aside.
Yeah, they could name the replacement right there from the Congress.
Well, exactly. They're salivating over it. I think they're salivating over the idea of finally getting Gavin Newsom in the mix.
Maybe. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Bottom of the hour news break coming up. Your stations get a chance to identify themselves, too. Be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Local officers in southern border towns raising concern about the current surge of immigration. West Texas DPS Regional Director Jose Sanchez says the situation is a disaster and the Biden administration is to blame.
What were you doing during the 2 years? Why are you waiting till now on D-Day of the end of Title 42 to start deploying resources and coming up with a plan?
Sanchez says he has not gotten any help from the feds and worries there may be civil unrest soon. The Biden administration also now directing Customs and Border Protection to begin releasing immigrants into the country without court dates or the ability to track them. The head of J.P. Morgan Chase is warning that a U.S. default could cause a financial panic. In an interview with Bloomberg TV, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon said the bank will begin daily meetings about the debt ceiling on May 21st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Yep, and I was there Monday. I'll be there again this coming Monday for the treatment they give me. And it's working slowly. It's working. There's a lot of pain involved with this, and I'm just doing the best I can with what I got, and I've doubled up on my relief factor, and that seems to be helping keep it in line. It's not totally gone, but most of the pain is gone, and that's what you want. That's why you take it. But I want you to know that Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care can be reached by phone if you want to call them first, find out what they're like. Doesn't matter where you live. because they have people coming in from all around the country to come here to visit in Florida, and they stop by the podiatrist to find out what it is going on with their feet, their ankles, their legs, their knees, whatever. But the phone number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. They are located in St. Pete. They are located at 38th and 66th, right there on the corner in the Medical Plaza. Can't miss them. And happy camping, and I hope you feel better. All righty, let's get back here to Mr. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, and we have a lot of stuff still on the schedule here. The next debt meeting has been delayed. We don't know when it's going to be on the debt ceiling. Cuts are now on the table. The Republican Congress passed a bill to try to help things along. We don't hear Joe Biden acting on it or even reflecting about it. So what the heck is going on here?
Well, we know, Captain, they were supposed to be meeting on Friday, and that has been now postponed. We understand that they'll be meeting sometime, we believe, early next week. But nevertheless, you're right. The spending cuts may now have to start being on the table. Otherwise, we are heading for a default. It's interesting to me, though, Captain. I think that, they're talking about they're trying to get some agreements or they're trying to work things out. But, of course, this is not coming from President Biden. And it doesn't give me any pleasure to say it this way. But I don't think President Biden is going to sit across a table from Kevin McCarthy and say, okay, let's start talking about this. We're going to negotiate this. This is all being done by people around the president. And that's where I think the American people are missing out, because I think that they expect the chief executive to be in the thick of it.
If they want Biden involved and they want this resolved, they've got to get on the phone. They've got to call their congressional representative and their senators, the Senate and the congressman involved. You've got to call them, tell them, keep the pressure on. We want this resolved. And if you don't do it, we're going to vote you out. Got to get the message across. Got to send it to them somehow and let them know that we are watching them.
And it means a lot to them in the sense that they see it as a factor that they have to put into their own decision-making, how they're going to go about doing what they're doing. So they absolutely respect the idea when a lot of people get involved and do exactly what you just said.
Yeah, and they don't like they don't like being put in that position. But hey, they did it to themselves.
Well, exactly. But there's definitely, people understand, Captain, especially now more than ever, we've got interest rates the highest they've been in 40 years. We've got inflation. We've got high prices. There's no end in sight for it. And yet the Democrats are just trying to tell us, don't worry, you keep borrowing until oblivion. The American people can't borrow into oblivion. They have to make choices. And that's where the practicality, this is where the rubber meets the road. So they, I think McCarthy is a much stronger standpoint practically. The only thing that Biden and the Democrats can stand on is to say our constituency will be really, really mad if we don't keep spending levels. He said if we go back to 2022 spending levels, it's, basically a catastrophe. Well, nobody believes that because they actually understand that sometimes you have to have some cuts in order to live within your means.
Yeah, you're right. Now, the other thing is, today, the Marine in the subway, who I believe is a hero for taking that bad guy out and immobilizing him until the police could show up, the Marine is being charged, and he's turning himself in for, is it attempted murder? Is that what it is?
Well, he's going to be charged with second-degree manslaughter. This is what the Manhattan DA is now saying. He's supposed to be arraigned, I believe, today on Friday. But, Captain, you know, one wonders, is this only some kind of reaction to all the protests that have been going on? There can be a political factor here or a pressure factor. It doesn't appear that this individual was intending to kill someone.
No.
It seemed like they were intending to restrain someone who could be a threat to others until the authorities arrived. So what's the message? If you see something bad and people are in danger, just walk the other way because the Manhattan DA will come after you.
And all the guy had to do was, all the guy had to do, the one who was being restrained, was to give up.
Well, exactly. And we don't know all the different circumstances of it. We don't know what his mental state might have been and so forth. But I don't think that there was an intent, from what I can tell, watching this video and so forth, and knowing what we know about the Marine, the ex-Marine, that this was some, oh, boy, here's my chance to kill somebody. That doesn't seem to fly here.
Let's go out to California and talk about somebody that you know of, California Governor Newsom. He says that he is going to grant $8 million on a grant to abortion sites for security.
I wish we could give $8 million to the schools for security. That might also be something that he could do. But, you know, obviously, Captain, the conflict in politics is through ideas and voting. It's not through any kind of violence or any other kinds of attacks, to say that straight out. So, fortunately, there are those who have done this kind of thing in the past. But also at the same time, though, Captain, he's shoring up his street cred about abortion to show that, you know, hey, look what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he is considering that he may be in the running for president sooner than later.
Well, before we get into the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, which is coming up in, I don't know, a couple of minutes or thereabouts, a Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, issued his final statement on border security as Title 42 expired here a few hours ago. And I don't know, but it's been quiet so far. However, it's not going to stay that way.
It's not going to stay that way. And if I may, Captain, we're not trying to be flip here, but it looks like Kamala Harris has had another stunning failure in trying to, get control of the immigration situation. She was put in charge of that, and Lord help us that she's in charge of AI.
Well, I heard a rumor that she may be put in charge, put the czar in charge of coconuts.
Well, I don't know, maybe more success with that. Who knows? But in all seriousness, though, the Biden administration was supposed to be working on the underlying factors of illegal immigration.
Yep.
And this kind of stuff. And that was Vice President Harris's job. So here we are. It's all, we're getting ready for a major, major influx over the border. And there ain't nothing we can do about it, evidently.
We're going to have to get a Gunther and Tootie scene like her. A theme like Car 34, Where Are You? We can put down Kamala Harris, Where Are You?
Yeah, that's right.
That can be your
job. That's right.
That can be your job. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right here on the Radio Dial. Have yourself a great day if you got to leave us. In the meantime, we're coming back with the weather. Everybody's going to know what's going on because we're going to tell you. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9-
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning Friday night. I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got a long line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. That's the only way to keep the fire burning. I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get up in the morning and do it all over again.
Oh, Brooks had done. What can't you say about that one, Kyle?
Well, that's a cool track. That is a really, really cool track. And you tap your toe and you sing along.
Oh, I was doing all of the above.
That's right.
I think I was even wiggling my nose. All right, Kyle. Well, take it away. Tell me how hot it's going to be up in, I don't know, Seattle?
Well, it's going to be so hot. Sorry, I don't do a very good Johnny Carson.
That you can fry an egg on the porch stop.
That's right. Well, we've got excessive heat watches up for our friends in Seattle and Portland. Temperatures looking to go to the mid-80s to low 90s. Those are expected, so you want to be aware of that in that area. We also have a heat advisory down near Medford in southern Oregon, where the maximum temperatures are forecasted to be between 90 and 99 degrees.
Wow.
So this is all going to be in effect from noon on Saturday through about 11 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday. So that's what's coming for our friends there. Now, also, for those in the Central Valley of California, we have another heat advisory from the Bakersfield area up towards about Merced in that area, both on California 99, Interstate 5. Again, temperatures 94 to 99 degrees. And again, looks like it might be in effect from noon Saturday through about 8 p.m. In the evening on Monday. So be careful in that area when it gets that hot, no doubt about it. Quick check of our radar map here. We were looking at the rain last hour. Mm-hmm. We still got rain around Cheyenne, down through Fort Collins, Denver, south of there on I-25 through Colorado Springs, and a little rain around Pueblo right now. And you still got a lot. You've got rain coming out of Wyoming if you're heading out of Gillette on your way over to South Dakota. And, of course, that's on I-90. So be careful out there.
Well, we're going to drop down to, let's see, Nebraska. We're going to tell you about the rain in western Nebraska. We're going to tell you about the rain south of I-80 going across central Nebraska, coming out of Wyoming, by the way, coming out of Colorado, too, which, by the way, is where you're probably going to find some snow at the higher elevations, especially in Colorado tonight. And some of that may find its way over into the western part of Nebraska. Don't know yet, but it could. Now, going on down the line, we still have those storms in the southeastern part of Oklahoma. We've got a lot of rain, a lot of thunder, a lot of lightning, and it could be very serious down there. So be advised to keep your weather radios on if you're in that area of Oklahoma. In the meantime, just west of Dallas, coming down to Fort Worth and down towards San Antonio and down towards Austin, you've got heavy rain. You got a lot of flooding associated with that. Then moving across over towards Midland, you're going to have a bunch of rain over there. Heavy rain, heavy flooding involved in that as well. Brownsville, Texas, on up to Eagle Pass today. Rain, plenty of it. As if they didn't have enough trouble with the illegals, wait till they come sloshing out of the mud down there. Wait till you see that mess. And the rain goes all the way up towards, almost to Galveston. It's very close to Galveston right now. Up in front of it, it's got some fog pressing along the edge of the Gulf. If you will, that fog is been increasing a little bit. We've got it from about New Orleans over to around Pensacola, and then it kind of picks up and disappears again. And we've got some fog and a little bit of rain mixed into it up in the northwestern corner of Mississippi, right there at the Tennessee line. Be advised of that. And then over on the East Coast tonight, we've got some patchy fog scattered from Maine and Nova Scotia on down towards Cape Cod. A little bit of rain, a little bit of fog there. And then we've got some fog on and off all the way down through the Chesapeake Bay. And we do have one area right there up in the Philadelphia, Allentown area where there is some fog laying into those valleys right there in the mountain range to the east of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And Kyle, first of all, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, check out the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers at pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app where you can start saving money, getting great offers, earning points, and more. Pilotflyingj.com.
All right, number two, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
And we will talk to you on the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather and try not to get too hot out there.
Thank you, Captain. Looking forward to it.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to gripe and bitch and moan about the weather here in Florida going up into the low 90s, try the mountains of Washington State or Oregon and highs of 99 degrees. It's like being in a freaking oven of all places in the mountains out there. All right, well, let's go to the phone. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. How do you like the, how do you like that temperature range?
That's a little,
yeah,
that's a little radical. Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable in the mountains out there. All right, well, we're obviously going to get into detail. We can't do it right now about what's transpiring with all the stuff going on in Washington, D.C. And whatnot. But what we are going to mention here right now is Donald Trump really, really put the liberals on their heads upside down and backwards. Nobody is happy with CNN on the left side of the aisle. Nobody.
Well, and there were in fact, Republicans in the audience, too. So, you know, he was getting some, I would argue, good questions, and he was very prepared for, you know, the answers. And then they, you know, tried to pin him up against the wall, and, you know, he came out fighting. He wasn't about to take it. So,
well, I have no idea who that woman was that did the interviewing, but she is just...
She's very common over on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's not a newbie.
I was not impressed. I just wasn't impressed with her at all. She took a line of questioning and stuck with it and should have at least asked a few sensible questions. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.